Right in the background, we are listening to Bobby Murray from his Live and Lowdown CD. We're listening to the song After Hours Groove. Before that, we heard 60 Second Crush off their CD, What's on Your Mind, was the name of the song. The CD is called Scratch. And we started that set off with Carolyn Strijo and Tainted Love. They are all part of the Riverfront Festival that starts tonight. In fact, they are all bands that are playing tonight. I just had a couple of people come into the studio. Looks like we are pretty darn close to going live in the studio with Jesse Passage and the Teeny Water Flea Clocks coming up on the live drive at 5 in just a matter of minutes. As soon as we get a thumbs up on the sound check. And in the meantime, let's listen to Billy Brennett and Sarana Verlin. They are going to be playing at the River Days as well. We'll listen to something from Billy's Basement. We're going to listen to Ain't Gonna Run, but we're going to have to run pretty quick because the band is just about ready to go live.
Hi, welcome to Live from Billy's Basement. And this one's called Ain't Gonna Run. One, two, three, four. Like I'm getting nowhere. It's just the journey. Don't have to worry no more. Ain't gonna run and I ain't gonna hide anymore. Sometimes you sometimes you don't. Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. You see it your way, I see it mine, and I get the feeling that it's about time.
This is WHFR Dearborn. We are going to be going live in just a matter of minutes with Jesse Passage and the make sure I read this off the thing right. It is the Teeny Water Flea Clocks coming up in just a matter of seconds. We are about to go live. In the meantime, let's keep listening to Billy's Basement.
Stars, sand and madness, goodbye to sadness. The wind is blowing, where you going? Ain't gonna run and I ain't gonna hide anymore. Ain't gonna run and I ain't gonna hide.
All right, this is the Infatuations in the background. They are also playing the Riverfront this weekend. So get out and support live music this weekend. There's so much of it to offer. All right, I'm told we are good to go, so I'm bringing down the Infatuations and turning the mic over to Mr. White, and we are going live in the studio.
Right, we've got the tiny water flea cox right here in the Motor Live Drive at 5 Studios today. Hey, guys, are you there?
We are here.
Whoa, they are there. Okay. In fact, what are you guys going to start off with today?
We're going to start off with a song called Not About Friends.
Well, take it away.
We'll let our man Caesar start us off. Thank you.
and a fabulous ovation today. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Hey, people must like what you're doing here.
It may not be about friends, but you got a lot here in the studio with us today.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. In fact, are you good out there?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Right. In fact, would you like to introduce your band?
Yeah, I sure would. On guitar, another good friend of mine, as all of them are, Dale King.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
On drums, another good friend, Mr. Cesar Diaz.
Which one's a better
friend, here, Dale? Well, since you asked, I'm going to say Cesar. but the best friend of them all, Mr. Steve Gagola, plays bass with us.
Oh, wow.
And my name is Jesse Passage.
All right. Well, hey, it's great to have you in the studio today. In fact, Jesse, you were here about a year ago.
Yes.
As a solo, but it's nice having a full band to really liven things up.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's always fun to get these songs out in the way that I kind of hear them when I write them by myself. So these guys helped me bring everything to the original idea I had in my head, for sure.
Well, it sounds really good so far. In fact, can you give us another one?
We would love to. This song is called Horse Ramp, and I'd like to play that for you guys right now.
Tragedies, then look at me like Hercules when I let them roll off my back again. Well, there's bigger things in life, my dear, than waiting on someone to cheer you up because you didn't get your way. Let's all hit the pavement. Let's all rewrite our chains. Let's all take a face plant.
Guys are sounding great so far. In fact, you sound great in the studio, and you sound great going over the air right now, too. So, in fact, you sound so good over the air, but the best way to see a band is to come out and see them live. So, is there any way people can come and see you guys live?
I'm very glad you asked me that, because I'm constantly trying to get people to look at us. We're here, helping to promote a couple shows we have in Dearborn. We'll be at the Post in Dearborn on Saturday at 10 o'clock. And we will be playing on July 1st at the New Place Lounge in Dearborn also. And both of those shows are free. I will be covering everybody that night.
Oh, wow. What a guy. Hey.
That's right.
Now you don't have a guest list there. Everybody can just come on right in?
The whole world is our guest.
Ah. Okay. And that's the Post Bar on Michigan Avenue in Dearborn, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. We'll be playing outside. It's supposed to be beautiful weather. We get a chance to kind of sit under the beautiful summer skies and play for everybody.
In fact, I've been to those. It's real nice. You'll like it.
Yes. Yes. We think so. We hope so.
And the New Place is always a cozy little den to dig yourself into.
Yeah, definitely. We're at least half of the band here is from around the area, so we try to keep our parts here between Ann Arbor and Dearborn and try to get around here as much as we can. And when we're in Dearborn, we try to cover as many areas as we can. And New Place is a place that I believe is actually our first show that we ever played together. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so we're back. It's
again?
Alert the media. We're coming back.
All right. Well, why don't you come on back with some more music on the radio here?
Absolutely. This song is called Innocent Folks, and you'll be able to hear this if you come out and see us. So here we go.
Trying, but I am flying alone.
yeah, everybody's sounding so cool, but I got a question for you. I got something I got to know. Everybody's been asking, what are tiny water flea clocks?
you are correct. Literally everybody has been asking. I hesitate to give away all our secrets here a little bit.
Well, give us a hint.
I'll give you a hint. I was reading an article once, and they were discussing something about this new creature that they found that had been reported to have more genes than anybody or any creature ever alive. And at first they thought that they were fleas. They are not fleas, but we are. And these creatures, I thought they were really cool. They have this thing where when they're approached by their attacker, they form their own spear and helmet, and they fight off these people, and they create blood. So at first they thought they were blood suckers, but they're not. They're helping keep people alive, and they help protect themselves while protecting other people. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay, because the picture you've got of them look really creepy.
They do, but sometimes you got to be creepy to be great, you know?
I'll tell that to the guy that lives down the street.
Yeah, right. All those guys in trench coats got a lot more going on than you know.
You never can tell about some people.
That's right, and I think that it was a good name. I think it's tough for us to be able to describe the sound that we get. I think that everybody here has probably been asked what kind of music we play, and I think that we're all such big fans of music. I think I can speak for everybody in that. We're all such big fans of so many different kinds of music that it's tough for us to be able to decipher one type of music that we are. And I think that kind of goes hand in hand with our name. When people ask us what the name is and what kind of music we play, it's just kind of like, make your own mind up. And if you like it, we hope you do. And then it'll work out in the end, I hope.
Okay, you got flea music.
We got flea music, yeah. It makes you itch. I hope you're itching for more, because we got more for you.
All right, well, we got it. Why don't you take it away?
All right, this next song is a song. It's called Marie. Allow me to tune, please. This might be a good example of how some of the songs that we do differ a little bit. This one comes down a bit, but it's a love song in the heart of it.
It's kind of funny how breakup turns into a breakdown. Pretending to be strong, leaving trails of tears around town. Whoa. Whoa. Leaving all the truth behind at this time. I'd rather build a noose from my emotional ties. But seeing things so clear is not my style. And we'll be right back.
funny how that breakup turned into a breakdown. Pretending to be strong, leaving trails of lies around town. But seeing things so clear was not my style. And burning all these bridges takes some time. Oh, oh. Control.
Right. In fact, you'll be playing right here in Dearborn this weekend.
Yes.
But if people can't make it that week, what's the best way to get a hold of the Tiny Water Flea Clocks?
The best way to get a hold of us is probably...
Just call Jesse at his home phone.
Yeah, we'll give that out at the end of the show. Okay. Oh, man. The best way to get a hold of us is probably the best way to get a hold of anybody at this point. It's probably on Facebook. You can search us there, or you can go directly to our URL. That's facebook.com/tinywaterfleaclocks. And... we're actually still a really new band, so all we have up there right now is some live recordings, but I think we all like to think that that's what we do best right now. Anyways, we have some live recordings. We've had a lot of great friends give us great support and been out getting us good videos and stuff like that that you guys can check out. And, all the information you need is pretty much there.
All right, so you can get everything right on Facebook for the Tiny Water Flea Clocks.
Yes, absolutely. And if you would like to find out more, I imagine if you Googled our name, you might be able to get a little bit more information on what the name means.
All right. And in fact, a couple of the guys of the band are in other bands as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in October Babies. We were actually here a couple months ago. I can't quite remember exactly what day it was.
Oh.
I'm sorry?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you need to get right
no,
on that.
No, yeah. And, I'm Dale. Yeah. I'm also in October Babies. And we actually were in the studio here not too long ago. It was a good time also. So.
It sure was. We saw you for the first time at Concert of Colors last year, and I understand the October Babies will be playing again this year at the festival.
Yes, we're very excited about that. It's a very good time down there. A lot of dancing fools.
They sure were.
Caesar and I were actually in a band years ago, too. Two bands, actually.
Yeah, Dale and I were in a band, Chowder, about 13 years ago. That's how we met. And then after that, a band called Big Slick. And currently... making a big announcement, I'm currently forming a new band with my 4-year-old daughter Mabel and my 2-year-old son Eli, I'll be playing guitar, Eli and the drums, and May Blanc vocals. We'll look for us on Facebook too.
What's the name?
Tiny Water Flea Class is taken, so we gotta go back to the think tank.
I'm getting pushed out, and they're probably gonna use my name after I get pushed out too.
Oh man.
Yeah, I guess though we should say too that October Babies and Big Slick, all those bands mentioned before too. Dale and Stevie and I were in a band previously. I'd moved to Chicago for a couple of years, but came back because I couldn't stand not seeing them. And we had a band called Jesse Passage and the Lodge. And we're all kind of this like big kind of conglomerate of this scene. We're October Babies. We're all good friends from out in Ann Arbor. And it's just this. We all kind of get in where we fit in with each other's bands. And we've
this
all...
transformer that happened out of open mic, basically. That's how we all. That's how October Babies all met and. Oh, how Tiny Water Flea Clocks met. And
yeah, definitely. I mean, Steve and myself have known each other for as long as dirt has been around, really. I think we've known each other since we were about 5 years old. And he's always been at my side when I've had these bands here. And but otherwise, we've all kind of met through the open mic nights and just getting out and playing live. So I think that's what I was saying earlier. What we take most pride in is being able to play live and get these songs out of us. I mean, as you can tell, I mean, all these guys are great players, and... it just it's tough not to emote when you play live. And
really, that's really where the magic happens, and it's amazing that you guys, you know, can come together as a group through something like that, and the opportunity for people to come and see it happen live and to be there and experience a jam is so great that people should definitely get out and support live music more often.
No, I agree. I was actually, I won't mention any of the names of the clubs, but we'd had a show scheduled, and I just found out today that a place out in Ferndale is closing down after a long time, and I was I was discussing with another friend of mine just how sad it is that it was a place that he lived down the block from, and he could go any night of the week and he could hear good live music. And those places are kind of dying out, and in the modern age of technology and laptop DJs and that sort of thing, it's kind of pushing out some of the bands. So if you care, we'd love to see you out there, because we care too. And when we're not playing, we get out there and show our support. I was at the October Babies show last night out in Ann Arbor.
Well, great.
Dale made me, but if it counts for anything, I was there.
Well, that's what Motor Live Drive is all about, is to encourage people to get out and support live music, and that's what we want to hear here on the station. And it's great to have you guys come in and bring your equipment. Is it? I don't know if it was raining when you guys loaded in, but
we got lucky.
Got lucky. Good.
Okay.
Well, it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. I want to remind people, if they want to see the October Babies, they're going to be playing at the Concert of Colors. In fact, we will be broadcasting from the Concert of Colors diversity stage, and you can hear the October Babies right here on WHFR, or you can go down to the Max M. Fisher Building and see them live. It's always great to see people live. It's a free show. They'll be playing at 4:45 Saturday.
Did you know that, Dale?
I take each day one at a time. Well, no, Jesse.
You have to show up at least by 4. Okay.
It's on my calendar. I'm sure I got it on my calendar.
We'll see you down there.
I'll make sure of it. While I'm not playing in this band, I act as Dale's personal assistant and manager to make sure he's on task. We'd like to play another song for you, though.
All right.
This song is called Surprise of the Century, and you'll be shocked.
Need to see you grow. The betrayal burns. touch. But then you should know this much. No, 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 no. Better off alone. Better off
was kind of a surprise ending for us. Now, the thing is, with that song, you're better off alone. You sound pretty good by yourself, but with this band here, I think it's debatable whether you're really better off alone.
I think that you're probably right. And if I meant that, I probably would have got beat up by now.
All right. Well, it sounds great so far.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I noticed you broke a string. Are you okay with that, or you got to...
I'll deal.
You'll need to work with that. In fact, why don't we talk to some of the other members of the band? In fact,
Dale's the chatty one.
Okay, Dale.
I'm the chatty one. Hey, do you have an extra string there, Jesse, or no? No. All right, he's just going to tune up for a second.
All right. Well, we'll just.
I'm not real chatty. Maybe after dinner.
I can talk about my personal appearances. This Friday night, I'll be out in front of my front lawn mowing it. Saturday I'll be restaining the deck, so if you come around the back you can see me there, and this Sunday I think I'm at a kid's birthday party or something, so check me out.
Sweet.
I've seen Caesar do yard work and it's amazing. It's well worth coming out for.
All right, well, hey, you got to come out, you got to check out everything. You can see them live. Well, you can see the whole band live in Dearborn at the Post Bar this Saturday night. And what time do you think you're going on?
Around 10 o'clock.
And you're going to be playing all night long?
I'm going to play all night long.
At least as long as all night's 2 o'clock.
Right. Just like the Lionel Richie song.
All night long.
I think we might have Jesse Passage open up for us that night, too.
Oh, yeah, and that's actually true. To prove Mr. White wrong that I might sound better alone, I'll be playing solo a little bit in the beginning of the night, maybe play a couple of solo songs throughout the night, just to kind of like mix it up a little bit for everybody.
Well, it's always good to mix things up.
And, sure is.
As long as you don't keep mixed up. But, in fact, Dale.
Yeah.
Dale, have you got anything new coming up with the October Babies? Where can people come and see Dale and the October Babies?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot there.
Yeah.
We just played Top of the Park Ann Arbor last night. But we do have the Concert of Colors coming up. And we're playing, actually, Tiny Water Flea Clocks and October Babies are another good friends of both bands is a band called Root Stand.
Oh, yeah.
And they put on a festival up north at the end of the year, and we're all going to be playing up there. And it's, that you can look online for Root and Annie and get tickets. That's a fun, fun time. It's 3 days of camping, good music,
In fact, yeah, we had Root Stand here a couple of, probably a year, maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
And they told us all about it then.
Yeah, it's been going on for years, and they've switched locations, and now it's at this place called Rocky Top Cherry Farm, and it's this big, beautiful open space. They got a pond out there. It's really nice scenery. Like I said, good music, good food.
And lots of good times.
And I'm falling off here on other dates that we have. But
well, I got a question. On your the October Babies site, they've got a couple of videos of that are claymation and animated type videos. Anything in the works for the
Tiny water flea cocks.
Tiny water. We
teeny?
Teeny.
Be careful.
Only in cold water.
Oh. Wow. Well, she's a girls like that teeny stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we should be called the Tweeny Boppers. And we'll be doing all Justin Bieber covers at the post.
Oh.
No, I think actually we're working on a small little documentary type film thing actually to kind of help to start the beginning of this band. And like I said, this is like a, I think this Friday will be our fifth show together, officially as Tiny Water Flea Cocks. And so we're going to do this little documentary thing, this being a little bit of a part of it too, just kind of as like the inception of the band. If nobody else is watching, hopefully that when we're all old and retired and unable to be able to get out and play anymore, we'll be able to look back at it and see where we came from.
All right.
Well, why don't we get some more music and see right where you're coming from right now.
Right on. This song is called Thomas. This is a tune. I heard favorite back there.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
You got fans.
Yeah, we two, I believe. I believe we have two fans.
And you didn't bring them with you.
No, we we should start doing that though. Does anybody ever do that? We'll caravan throughout the entire country and just bring our own fans. But yeah, this song's called Thomas. It seems to be a favorite of the these guys in the band too. So hopefully everybody likes this one.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. I think your hands.
All right.
All right. We just got a message from Facebook from Candace down in Tampa, Florida, who is listening to the show online and said, you guys sound good. She used to live in Dearborn, and she knows where the New Place Lounge and Post Bar is and wishes she were in town so to get a chance to see you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
But you are being heard down in Tampa, Florida right now.
Hey, all right. There's the internet working for you, huh?
That's right. Yeah, yeah, you can go all around the world, so you never know.
I would like to thank Candace for listening, too.
All right.
I'd like to thank Tampa for existing, also. Where would Candace be if Tampa wasn't around? I'd guess the Florida Keys.
All right.
We have one more tune for you guys, and I just want to say thanks again to everybody. I'll introduce everybody again to make sure that you guys know, because I think it's very important for these guys to be known. The front guys always stand out there and act like they do everything, but they don't. Dale King plays guitar with me. He's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody clap for that, too. Yeah. Mr. Cesar Diaz on the drums.
Yeah, beat him out. Oh.
And Mr. Steve Gagola on the bass guitar.
Yeah.
I'd also like to wish Steve congratulations, who I'll be standing up in this man's wedding here at the end of July. He's finally getting married. So congratulations to Steve and his fiance Eva.
Oh,
all right.
Very. Yeah, he's been the silent one here today.
His wife has got him figured out.
Oh.
I kid. Also, congratulations to Mr. Diaz, too, who's expecting a child at the end of August, too.
I guess right. I should congratulate my wife, who's actually carrying the child for doing all the hard work. Love you, Jenny.
I'll tell you what, Caesar, you did your part. All right, this song is called Crusade. If I can tune here real quick.
And he only does it because he cares.
That's true. This new string is giving me a little bit of trouble, but...
Oh, you got to beat that into shape, so it'll be all set and ready to go by Saturday.
Oh, no doubt about that. I might even get rid of this string. It's giving me too much trouble.
All right, so come down and catch him Saturday night at the New Place Bar? No, at the Post Bar. The
yes,
Post Bar
Saturday
outside?
Night at the Post. Outside at the Post. I've already checked the weather. Don't even worry about it. It's going to be beautiful. And I've actually heard from the future the show is great.
Oh.
So, yes, you're welcome for the show. No, please come out. It's
Doc
gonna be a great
told
time.
Us so.
Yeah, Doc Brown. Last night after the show and the October Babies played, they played Back to the Future, so my head's a little bit stuck on time travel. But this song is called Crusade. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see everybody out there and you guys here at the studio again soon.
That world away, and now I'll see.
That sounded great. Now, they're going to be playing this weekend, Saturday night, at the Post Bar in Dearborn. That's on Michigan Avenue. And then the New Place Lounge on July 1st. So people have an opportunity right here in the neighborhood to check you guys out.
And I can't stress it enough. Both of those shows are free. And there's no, I mean, the drinks aren't free, but the music is. And if you guys come on out, we'd be more than happy to have you there. And hopefully that we can keep you sticking around for more shows.
That's right. And you can check them out on Facebook, the Tiny Water Flea Clocks. And I'll tell you what, guys, you've got about 7 minutes to go. Do you think you might have one more song
in there?
Do you have
something you can stretch in there?
What do you guys think? Yeah, we could do a song for you guys.
All right. We'd like at least one more.
Yeah, we like to keep that. I'll tell you what, we're going to do this one only for WHFR. Any other station would have asked us, I probably would have walked out. This song's called Headshake. Now, thank you guys very much for listening. Thank you guys for having us. We really do appreciate it. This is a great place, and you guys do great things keeping local music around, and we all need this. Headshake. Final take.
Coming today. This is Jesse Passage and the Tiny Water Flea Clocks.
Yes.
That's right.
Definitely a band to get out of. This has only been your fifth performance together. You guys sound great.
Thank you so much. Hey, yeah, this is, I guess this would be our fifth time actually playing together as a proper show, the fifth time on Saturday, but this is just as good as any other show we've done, too. This is a great time.
Hey, and you got done right on time. You can tell everybody, where are you going to be playing?
This Saturday we'll be at the Post in Dearborn. July 1st we'll be at the New Place Lounge in Dearborn. And we have plenty of shows coming up. I could keep here listing them forever, but we're already on time, and I'd hate to ruin my punctuality. So just check it out on Facebook, and everything you need to know is going to be right there.
Okay. All right. So next week, we've got a band to be determined. So we'll wait and see who's coming. And after that, we've got... I can't remember who we have the week after, but...
We'll come back.
Oh, perhaps we will.
But I just want to encourage people to get out and support live music, and this is local and in Dearborn, so there's no excuses, people. Get out and support this band.
It's free.
It's free.
That's right.
Very free.
And we want to remind you, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for the Old Time Radio Mysteries.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The Inner Sanctum, The Obsession, The Weird Circle, Whistler, Mysterious Traveler, and so much more. Back to those mysterious dramas that were almost too scary to listen to in the dark of night. So, if you dare, WHFR now presents Old Time Radio Mysteries for your listening enjoyment.
Go ahead.
The syndicate has waited long enough.